From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank. International soccer's biggest event, the World Cup, starts tomorrow in Brazil when the favorite home team kicks off against Croatia in Sao Paulo. But while the players may be ready, there are serious questions about the country. Brazil has come under withering criticism at home and abroad for its World Cup preparations, for everything from stadium construction to cell phone capacity. I spoke with NPR's South America correspondent, Lourdes Garcia Navarro, who is in Sao Paulo, about Brazil on the brink. Lourdes, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure.
You recently reported that Brazilians, who are perhaps the world's most soccer-passionate people, seem utterly unenthusiastic now about hosting the World Cup. Even retired soccer legend Ronaldo just said he's appalled at how far behind Brazil's preparations are. What are the most glaring things that still aren't ready down there?
It's more a question of what is ready down here. These massive soccer stadiums, which have had so much money put into them, and yet they're still not ready. I was at the stadium here in Sao Paulo where the World Cup game kickoff will happen. Half of the temporary seats still hadn't passed safety regulations. The same can be said at other stadiums in other parts of the country, and that's just the stadiums. There's also the infrastructure works, the airports, the roads. So much was left to the last minute. So much went over budget. So much was not delivered.
But the larger question then is why? How did Brazil let this happen, and what does this say about a country that wants to be considered a developed global power?
Well, I think that is the question that people are searching their souls here in Brazil. They say that they weren't ready to host the World Cup. They say that corruption was rampant. They say that the government simply left it to the last minute, and that shows all the deficiencies that a country like Brazil still has. And that's coming from the general population. People feel that this really wasn't handled in the best way, and they're embarrassed.
Which brings us then to the specter of protests, and those demonstrations are fueled in large part by Brazilian anger over the more than $11 billion taxpayer cost of this World Cup. What's the potential for disruption, especially among the more militant protest groups like the so-called Black Blocs?
This is the most expensive World Cup ever. I'm glad you mentioned the huge amount of money which Brazilians say they can't afford. And of course, that has kicked off the protests and that has allowed the protests to gain steam. We have seen violent protests here in Brazil. There is a group called the Black Bloc. They are militant. They tend to disrupt these events. They are promising more of the same during the World Cup. But by the same token, Brazil is prepared. There are literally tens of thousands of soldiers, policemen, helicopters, bomb-sniffing dogs. This is going to be one of the most well-guarded sporting events in the world.
But even Ronaldo said he thinks Brazil's World Cup will be a success. So for all their anger, do Brazilians believe this will come out okay in the end? And what are some reasons for optimism?
When the soccer starts being played, people will rally behind their national team. It is expected to win the World Cup. And so people are, of course, going to be ecstatic about that. But the hangover after the games will have a repercussion simply because there are elections coming up in October. Dilma Rousseff, the president, will be coming up for re-election. So people are saying that's when the Brazilian people will actually punish their leaders for what's happened here.
Thanks as always, Lourdes.
You're welcome.
I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage on WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.